page 21. 3. Listening and speaking. Privacy or convenience? B. Listen to Mark tell Mary about a trip to a theme park. Are the sentences true or false? Correct the false information.
You know what drives me crazy?
What?
When you go to a store and they ask for all your personal information, and you know, you're just buying a t-shirt or something.
I hate that too. I mean, I don't mind giving them my zip code, but nothing else.
Me too. I just say no thank you when they ask for my phone number. It's too much.
I know. We took the kids to a theme park last summer, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, the kids were all excited and everything, and we spent an hour in line waiting to get into the place. And then, when we got to the front of the line, we found out you had to give your fingerprint or you couldn't get in.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. I wanted to walk right out of there. And I told them I didn't think it was right, you know, to ask someone for their fingerprint to get into a theme park. And the guy behind us in line was like, "Dude, just do it and stop holding up the line."
Wow, I guess there are people happy to just do it. So what did you do?
Well, my wife was like, "We can't disappoint the kids. They've made a list of rides they want to go on, and they're so excited."
Well, of course, and they know that at that theme park. I mean, basically, you have no choice. How can you turn away when you have kids in tow? I mean, who's going to do that?
Exactly. I mean, I really didn't want to give them permission to take my fingerprint, but yeah, I had to give my fingerprint.
It's ridiculous. I mean, did they say why they need your fingerprint?
Oh, yeah. They say it's so you can use the lockers. You get a locker that only opens with your fingerprint. Like, so you don't need a locker key.
Well, I guess that's kind of useful. At least you can't lose the key. But what if there's an employee who's prepared to steal your identity? I mean, what do they do with all the fingerprints at the end of the day?
Well, they said they delete them from the system, but who knows?
Yeah, I think I'd rather give up the convenience and know that my personal information is secure.
Well, actually, it wasn't that convenient in the end anyway. My wife had to go back to the locker because we'd forgotten the camera. It took her like half an hour to get back to it, right across the park in all the crowds. And then when she got there, she realized she couldn't open it anyway because it had my fingerprint on there.
Oh, no. What a pain. There's a lot to be said for sticking with the old-fashioned way.